News Talk 1620 WTAW, or Tuesday Update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, going to lead off this week talking about the retirement of a veteran officer.
Yes, Lieutenant Brian Kyle has retired after 28 and a half years with the Bryan Police Department. He was originally in the United States Army and came to us from there in 1985. He started work with us. He promoted to sergeant in 1992 and then lieutenant a year after that, and worked in a whole bunch of different departments. I mean, and that helps lieutenants because it gives them an idea of what each department is doing, you know, and it helps their supervisory skills. And he was one of the, you know, great supervisors that we had here. He was in technical services, internal affairs, support services, accreditation, patrol, and then he ended his career in the Criminal Investigation Division. So we just want to congratulate him and wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors. And I know that he wanted to spend time with his family, and that was kind of his driving force behind his retirement.
Next is an update on a project I know you've been very heavily involved with, something called the Cost of DWI, if you can talk about how that has been received.
It's been very good. I got with the City of Bryan Communications Department, and we collaboratively worked on this project and titled it Cost of DWI. And we wanted to focus on local stories of people who've been affected by drunk driving, and because it does hit home. And we wanted to show that it doesn't happen to other people. It happens to people here. And right now we have two stories featured on the website, and we should have a third one up and running any time now. So the first two stories are on Laura Dean Mooney, who lost her husband, and then Jessica Olgan, who lost two family members and then has also been afflicted by the was in the vehicle when it crashed and has some physical disabilities due to that. So I don't want to tell her story on air. I want them to go online and read it. And then there's video. It's interactive. So it's very informative. Go to bryantx.gov/DWI if you'd like to see those stories.
You note that a third story is being produced right now.
Yes. Officer Tracy Sheets with the College Station Police Department, she basically lost her career because when she was working, she was in an accident involving a drunk driver. So her story is very powerful and impactful, and that story should be added anytime now in the next week or two.
And if there's someone out there who has also been a victim of a drunk driver and feels compelled to share their story, how do they go about contacting you?
They can contact me at 209-5350. They can go on to the City of Bryan Police Department's Facebook page and private message me, and then we'll talk to them about their story. And, you know, we want to, like Laura Mooney, she's not originally from here. She was from the area, but she went to A&M, and she is living here now working for Texas AgriLife. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the accident had to happen here, but we want someone that has ties to the Bryan College Station area and to tell their stories. So please, if you were affected or if you've affected someone else, you know, we're also going to post some stories of people who may have been driving the vehicle. So, you know, we're looking at it from all areas, and this is going to be something that we're going to post to on a regular basis.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith of the Bryan Police Department, something you wanted to promote that's going on right now is the Brazos County Livestock Show.
Yes, a lot of our youth in Bryan and College Station area and surrounding areas are involved in the livestock show, and it's a way for them to supplement their education, and they also learn some very valuable life lessons during the process. Now, on my personal time, I do volunteer out there, and I help out with the livestock show, which kicked off this last Saturday with a commercial steer sale, or the commercial steer show, and the sale occurred today at noon. But tomorrow we're going to have the rabbit show between 8 and 10 in the morning. We'll have the lambs and the goats showing at 6 p.m. that evening, on Wednesday evening. And then Thursday we'll have the Consumer Science Division, which is like home ec, you know, sewing, cooking, those kind of things. Those will be judged in the morning. We'll have the ag mechanics in mid-afternoon, and then we'll start the swine show about 3 p.m. with a peewee show, showmanship class around 7 p.m. for the little ones who want to just come out and kind of get close to those little pigs, and it's really cute to watch those kids run around. And then Friday we have the poultry that do their show and the market steers.
All this out at the expo?
All of this is out at the expo Wednesday through Saturday. The next, or I guess the premium sale will be on Saturday.
Well, and that sort of kind of ties in into our traffic location update for increased law enforcement. One of those spots, if you're headed out to the expo, watch out.
Yeah, exactly. We want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 1400 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour, near Commerce, and 1600 block of Grosbeck, which is 45 miles per hour near Palisota.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.